Luke 19. Luke 19. It's cool to see kids grow up in the church. In fact, you know, some of these that are on the front row were about Paige's age and younger when we started the church, when I first began being in relationship with your friend, your family. And so it's just really cool to watch them grow, not only physically, but to have a heart for the Lord. And so Paige, really appreciate the message in that. Over the last few weeks, we've been walking through a series that we're called Margin. And basically, we've been looking at the problem that we all have to some extent of overload in our lives. And we've identified it as a problem because it is. And the simple reason is that we are operating on overload. And at some point in every area of our lives, if we continue to do that, then our lives will begin to suffer. And living that way, we've talked about, keeps us from being who and what God has called us to be. And it is totally opposite of what Jesus was talking about last week in Matthew 11. When we talked about when he invites us in Matthew 11, where he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He says, "Take my yoke upon you, for I'm gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls." And I want to stop right there just for a moment and kind of make a differentiate between two words, because we tend to equate the word best or word rest with the word easy. But they're not the same. In fact, all throughout Scripture, you'd notice that God never called anybody to an easy life or an easy job. He doesn't recruit like someone does for the PTA. He plans. His plans often interrupt our lives and cost us something. And he tells us up front that in this world you will have trouble. That there will be people that will actually hate you on account of me. And your assignments will be difficult. I mean, he says that up front. It's not going to be easy. And so he promises that through that, it's not going to be easy, he promises that he's going to be with us and he's going to give us the power and the strength to endure whatever he asks of us. And he does use the word easy in Matthew 11 and verse 30. He does use the word easy. He says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." But when you read it together, you understand that he's making reference to your soul. Because easy is a soul word. It's not a circumstance or assignment word. And so if we're aiming at having an easy life or easy circumstances, life is going to be hard and difficult in every area. But if we are aiming at an easy or rested soul, then our capacity for tackling the hard assignments and do the difficult things will actually grow. Why? Because God didn't design us to do life in our own strength. Our soul wasn't made for an easy life. It was made for an easy yoke. This week I read about a man named Frank Lake who, along with some other missionaries, we're kind of taking on some noble and worthwhile causes. But after a short period of time, they discovered that in the process that they had become totally drained and bitter and cynical and discouraged. Because that's what happens when we have a fatigued soul. When our soul is not rested, it's hard to live and live up to our beliefs. It's hard for us to hold on to our values. It's difficult to live the life that God wants us to live, and even the life that we want to live. You say, "Damn, how do you know if you have a weary soul?" Here, I gave you some indicators there in your notes. If you have a weary soul, you're constantly or frequently feeling rushed. Or you have difficulty making decisions. Another way that's an indication that you have a weary soul is that you feel overwhelmed with a surplus of information around you. And your relationship with God is at best stale or superficial. Or you have a decreased ability to love those around you. And that's where Frank Lake and the missionaries were. They were drained and bitter and cynical, and they were ready to give up. And so they got together with, with this great Swiss theologian named Emil Brunner, and they began to reflect on the life of Jesus, and they discovered that Jesus never got sarcastic. He never got cynical or unloving or burnt out. Nothing or no one took away his joy. And so as they began to look at the life of Jesus, they saw a pattern that it was different from the pattern of them and the other missionaries who were burning out or ready to give up. And the difference was something we sang about, the rhythm of his life. He said, well, Dan, Jesus was God's son. Yeah, but when he was walking on earth, he was fully human, fully God, which means that he experienced the same weariness and temptations that we do. He experienced all of that. But he never sinned and he never wavered on God's plan for his life. He lived in a divine rhythm where grace was continually flowing into him and flowing out of him. And he lived totally surrendered to his Heavenly Father. He was totally dependent on God's strength to face the massive rejection and hardship that would endure, that he would have to go through to endure the cross. It's no different for us as that we will face pain and suffering here. There will be challenges and demands on us along the way. And Jesus says to us, I know what you've been through. And so he says, come to me, those of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your souls. Watch this. The opposite of soul rest is fatigue. And there's a kind of fatigue that attacks the body when we stay up late and get up too early. Jordan Young's here. He's a college student. You probably don't know anything about that, about, you know, staying up real late, getting up real early, go to class, and living on coffee and donuts in the morning and Red Bull in the afternoon. I mean, that doesn't last. You don't go well very long. I mean, that doesn't bode well for us when we do that. When we don't eat right, we don't exercise, but yet we try to keep up with the pace of life. Our bodies begin to grow weary. And our minds, because there's so much information around us, there's all kinds of decisions to make that we're faced, and there are multiple screens that are clamoring for our attention. And so our minds can grow weary. Every day we're bombarded with choices to make. And so it all adds up together to where we begin to walk in fatigue, the fatigue that many of us are feeling. And all those things are difficult enough in and of themselves, but you combine them together and they can make us feel separated from God and even ourselves. And they can make us feel distant from what we love most about life and creation. Basically what Jesus is saying in Matthew 11, he said, you don't have to live this way. I didn't create you to live this way. And he's willing, his invitation is to lighten your load, to give your soul rest. But many of us have been living in such an unhealthy way for so long that it's become normative for us, and we don't know what else to do. We're in a fast lane, and we don't know how to get off of it. I mean, we wake up every day facing the day. We're overwhelmed as we wake up. We know down deep that there's got to be something better, and we hope that someday it will be different, that our life will be balanced. So the challenge for us throughout this series is to find the balance between laziness and craziness, what we're calling margin. And if things are ever going to be different in our life, we can't just hear this and say that's nice without making some choices. Like Adam said earlier, you know, we gave you a 20-day reading plan, and if you're a few days behind, just pick up. Nobody's, you know, just keep going with it. Just pick it up. You fail one day, get up, pick up, go the next day. But what our challenge was not to add one more thing to you,